Next case.
Case number 13071, Suzanne Beinert seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115, 182, and 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sylvan View Drive within the Blackwater Cove subdivision. The 911 address is 4582 Sylvan View Drive in Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 707. The applicant is seeking a 23.58-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a set of steps. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening, Mr. Sharp. We'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Suzanne Beinert, 358 Buck Ridge Road, Howard, Pennsylvania, 16841.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for receiving me for this variance request. In the application, I had stated that the previously installed septic system in the middle of the backyard was existing previously, so my 30 by 50 house could not be pushed back any further due to the septic setbacks. And I think you saw, you should have this one in your file.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it shows where the septic tank is and the D-box. The septic tank failed, but the D-box and the field passed. So that was really the only spot that I could put my house, which is then this Miller and Lewis survey, which you have up there. Before I built the front deck, I contacted zoning and had a talk, and I was under the impression that I could go out 6.5 feet. You know, that white decking comes in like 6.5 feet sections. So I called and talked to Jeff Whalen about that, and we had a discussion about whether it was covered or not covered. And I said, it's not covered. It's not a porch, I guess. He said to me at that time that I would be okay. So I built the deck and found out at my final zoning that it failed. And I wrote an email to Clint Whalen, because I didn't realize they were two different people. And I said, before I built my front deck, I contacted your office to determine the setbacks for the deck. I was told that since my deck does not have a roof, it was okay to encroach towards Sylvan View Drive. I know the survey doesn't show that my deck does not have a roof, so I wonder if that's the problem. I was trying to find out why it failed. So Clint forwarded that email to Jeff. Jeff called me and we had a discussion. And he said that when he was out at my property and measured my setback, he thought I was 34 feet back, which would have given me an extra 4 feet. And I said, no, that all of the surveys show 30 feet back. That's how far it was. And he explained that's possibly why we had some confusion there. So, okay, I have built the deck. It's up. What do I do next? And he said that I have to apply for this variance. One piece of information I think you'll find crucial, which I didn't get emailed back into you, is that from the McAdam roadway to my actual property line, that's my wellhead. There's a stake over here that shows the property line. That's 14 feet. So from, again, Sylvan View Drive, from the McAdam to my property line is 14 feet. And then it goes back 30 feet to the house. I'm over by 17 inches, so I'm requesting a variance for those 17 inches, and I'm actually going to ask that it's up to 24 inches so that I don't have to come back just in case, because there's a little bit of a curvature, if you see on that. So I measured...
Sure.
So I measured here, and that's where I got the 17 inches without realizing the curvature here.
this is kind of like a boardwalk. I don't know if that, it's problematic. It's just kind of like a walkway instead of somebody walking in sand. And then they go up steps to the front porch. So this here might be a little bit further out than the 17 inches, and that's why I'm asking for 24. And it does not change the aspect of the neighborhood. This is a picture of the front. It's set back pretty far. It's just a...
You can give that to Ms. Nolan.
A front entryway for, well, I'm going to say for trick-or-treaters, because other than that, I don't think I'm going to have people coming in that front door. Can I give you this one? And that's all I have. Questions?
Questions?
It would seem as looking the height of the door, the way the door comes out of the front, you'd need something to get down to.
I absolutely had to have something. And I did not realize that the house was going to be that far up. When I did a test pit to see if I could have a basement, and we went down 10 feet, which told me I could have a basement. I hired the engineering firm to design the foundation, which they did, and then the foundation contractor came in and dug the hole. I honestly thought the whole thing was going to be lower, but it wasn't. That's where it ended up, and there's not anything I can do about that. And there was a, you know, the front door has always been in the plans, and my deck, which was 6'5" by something, was approved by the building code office. What I did not understand is that there was a different setback. Like, I kept going through the building code because I served as my own general contractor. I kept reading everything, but I didn't realize that the zoning setback was different. So that's my fault.
Is there a homeowners association?
No.
Talk to your neighbors?
Yes.
What do they say?
Not a problem at all. Right across the street, my neighbor has a, his side yard comes towards my property, and his beautiful deck and TV and entertainment center within 5 feet of Sylvan View Drive. But it's because it's his side, because he's on a cul-de-sac. It's his side property instead of front or back.
It's tall, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is tall. It's one of the only ones with a basement.
Yeah. Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Norwood, what's the, she says she needs a 24-foot. Now, the 30-foot setback, normally unenclosed steps could encroach 5 feet, but when you encroach more than that, you got to get a variance in the full 30. So it sounds to me like she would need a, I think you had said a 23-foot variance. I think it's probably a 7-foot variance she would need, because you could go the 5 and then the additional 2. Is that right from what you're seeing, Ms. Norwood? You had said something like 23.58, and I think that's probably the distance from the 30.
That was in the application. It says a 77-inch front deck that I request comes within 23.58 feet of Sylvan View Drive, but actually it's to the property line. That was incorrect by me.
Yeah, it's just a way of verbal.
Right.
We see that from time to time. So I just want to make sure we've got the
right
figure, particularly with your request that because of the curvature, it is a little, it doesn't quite show that exact measurement on the survey,
right,
what that would be. If you're saying that you're looking for a 2-foot relief from the 5-foot projection, yeah, that would mean it would be 7 feet off that it would project. So that would be a 23-foot variance. Does that sound right to you, what you're seeking?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Norwood, that sound right to you?
It does.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
How did you discover this?
The final zoning I actually found out in the computer, you know, they don't write to you and tell you you failed. It's just in the portal, and I finally went in, because I thought there was no problem. And I went into the portal and found out that it failed, and then I sent that email saying, there's a confusion here because it's not covered deck. So I didn't know there was a problem.
Any further questions? Does that conclude your presentation, ma'am?
It does.
Thank you. May I have a seat?
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13071 for Ms. Susan Beinart. Beinart. And entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13071 for Suzanne Beinart for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record and for the following reasons. I don't believe the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. It's a vote of 3-0, ma'am. Your case is approved.